Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, so I have Darren Prince on the line, who is founder of Prince Marketing Group and also author of Aiming High. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, Darren, I know you're a busy guy, and I've been trying to track you down for this interview now for months, so I'm excited to finally have you on the line. I know we're going to be collaborating on a book that we'll be releasing together in the very near future. For the audience listening, don't worry, we're going to bring Darren back on the show after the book is live, and we'll do a deep dive into that. But just to kind of set the stage or the table with our audience, I want to start this interview with getting into, obviously, Prince Marketing Group, your background, your mission, and why you do what you do. So we'll kick off this episode the way that we start them all, with our Mission Matters Minute. So Darren, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Darren, what mission matters to you?
The mission matters, I think. For me, at this stage in my life, I found my purpose in life through my pain. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed to be in the sports and entertainment industry for 29 years now. I've had my agency, Prince Marketing Group, with clients Magic Johnson, Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Charlie Sheen, Carmen Electra, Denise Richards, there's so many more I'm forgetting, Chevy Chase. Mm-hmm. And these guys all and women saw me at my worst. They saw my goal with a 24-year opiate addiction. And on July 2nd, 2008, by the grace of God, I found recovery in a white light moment that I had. And about a year and a half later, wrote my memoir, Aiming High. And again, I was blessed with that. It became an international bestseller in four countries. And now my life is about being of service. The agency, you know, runs itself. I love mentoring young men and women that want to learn about the agency life. But I'm so much more passionate about it, helping people that are struggling to dive deep into their own soul and come out on the other side and you know, kind of do whatever I can with these mental health struggles that are going on out there and substance abusers.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I was excited to have you on the show is because what I find is, you know, sometimes when somebody's been through a certain experience, to be able to share that with others and to be able to, you know, use that blessing that you've come out on the other end with, and to really be a blessing to others and really help them through what they're doing, even if it's just by them hearing your story. So maybe just to take a couple steps back, like how did the whole Prince Marketing Group, like how, the agency life, like how did all this start for you as an entrepreneur?
What I focus on as far as my mission business-wise with Mission Matters in my book is relationship building. And it's a testament to my father that always taught me about making things so much more personal than professional. And I started a baseball card business in 1984. I was 14 years old. I sold the company for over $1 million by the time I was 19. Got involved in sports and celebrity autograph signings, working with Muhammad Ali, Smokin' Joe Frazier, the late, I miss them both, Pamela Anderson, Dennis Rodman, Chevy Chase, Magic. Built that company up and eventually sold it. And those relationships I built from another extension of the business, I started the agency with Magic Johnson. And to this day, you know, any one of my clients will tell you 99% of our phone calls or texts are about life. I believe if you do something that you're passionate about and you don't focus on the money comes, and I'm living proof of that. And there's nothing better on Thanksgiving to the, you know, like, probably the last five or six Thanksgiving, the first two text messages I get first before I can even beat them to it is from Hulk and Rick.
Yeah.
And, you know, Charlie Sheen and I spoke for an hour last Sunday about life. Carmen Electra and I have long hysterical conversations about life. Every time I'm with Magic now, he certainly doesn't need me on the business front. He's built a multi-billion dollars about life and his struggles and my struggles and how beautiful life is when you live, you know, as a, you know, person of service, that all the blessings come from that.
So I wanna stick maybe in your earlier career, and just there's a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of executives that watch this, and even just that thought process of if we go back as far as, you know, 1984, like the idea of being an entrepreneur, starting a business, selling it, like growing a business, like is that something that you feel can be learned, or are you born with it? I mean, because you started pretty early on with this, like what's your take on that?
I mean, without my father, I wouldn't be sitting here to this day. My best friend, I miss him dearly. He passed away February 15, 2017. But I wasn't the best student. That was something I touch on in my book, that, you know, I was verbally teased for having a learning disability, told by my teachers what I could and couldn't do. Mm-hmm. But I found something that was my mission, which was young entrepreneurship through my father. And I always had this passion for baseball cards. And I just timed it right without even trying to time it. And at that stage, most of my friends were over it. They weren't cool anymore. They weren't popular. And I just bought everybody's collection, holding down five different odd jobs. And that year in 84, the market just exploded. And I had a $9,000 collection. And intro to business teacher challenged all of us to go home and create a business overnight. Now, in my mind, already out of a business, it just wasn't generating income. So I went downstairs after school and I told my dad I need insurance. He thought I was crazy. He thought I needed 1,000 because I said I needed 9. And I said, no, Dad, 9,000. And that's when he took an interest and said, how in the world do you have 9,000 worth of cards? And I executed. I actually had a plan. I had a newspaper ad for a baseball card show at the Holiday Inn on Route 10 in Livingston, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And the investment, I think back then, might have been $25 or $30 for an 8-foot table. Steve Simon, who's been a dear friend since I was 10, now runs my agency, Go Figure, a Prince Marketing Group.
Wow.
And we shared the table, but we had two different visions. His was more to have fun and have a good time. I knew that, to me, this was a chance to really prove myself that, you know, I'm here for a reason. And I made over $1,000 that afternoon. I think he made $50, and that was baseball card career.
Wow. And I think that like sometimes timing, like you said, okay, the market exploded. Okay, so that was a good thing. But I think to me, there's more to it there, because I feel like a lot of people watching this and like that, either baseball cards, comics, things like that, like they, you know, maybe they took it to a certain level, but they don't necessarily see that further vision. So when I think about your story, when I think about some of your triumphs and even what you do, like how important is vision to you? And like having that, like even if you don't know where you're going to end up, but just having that vision or that thing to chase, like how does that play out in your life?
You know, I didn't think about it back then, Adam, but, you know, so often we book magic to keynote, and that's he has a saying that if you don't dream it, you can't become it. And I always did kind of think of where I was going to get to. And I think planting a lot of seeds along the way, like I always knew that I had a knack for business. And I was even told by friends around me that, you know, once the agency became a success, that none of them were really surprised, because they saw some relentless work ethic in me and always being an educated risk taker. I wasn't a gambler with business, but I kind of, you know, when I knew I had to invest in myself, I had to invest in my brand, I surrounded myself with people much more successful than I'll ever be, much more smarter than me, because I took a page out of all my talents books and I studied the ones that really, you know, had a vision to, you know, build, scale and sell and exit. And, you know, just having that around you saves you years and years of financial loss and hardship. And it can accelerate your growth and your success, because you can gravitate to the successful ventures that they've been a part of and what they learned. So it was priceless free mentorship.
Yeah, I see it. I see it too. And when I think about, like, you know, how people support other entrepreneurs or mentor, things like that, where maybe in the beginning you are the one being mentored, and not saying you're still not. I feel like we all are, right? There's always somebody we can learn from, whether it's directly because you have direct access like yourself to many individuals, or if it's through books or YouTube videos or podcasts like this, lots of different ways to learn. But you decided, you know, as you start, so just, I guess, shifting focus here slightly, I do want to go a little bit further down the book path, but specifically with your book, Aiming High. So I think it's very interesting that, obviously, and we can go further into this, but, you know, you went through some things and then you decided, you know, in order to be a blessing or in order to spread that message to get to more people, you chose the form of a book. I'm sure among other mediums, but a book was a core piece of that. Like, tell me a little bit more about Amy High and like why you chose to put out that work.
My father always wanted me to write a book when he was alive, but you know, a lot of it he wanted like storytelling of working with some of the most, you know, recognized icons in the history of the world. And I was like, Dad, it's not who I am. And he goes, but what about the Ollie Frazier show? The intro to my book, it opens up where I was able to take two of the most royal iconic figures culturally, historically, sports wise, Ollie and Frazier, the greatest rivalry in sports, were both clients, and get them into a room to finally break bread after their bitter rivalry and have dinner with them and go sit center court courtside the next day in 2002 at NBA All-Star game. Mm-hmm. But what most people didn't know, I was high as a kite before the dinner, because that kid inside of me, that broken kid that didn't speak up, that took it with me, was always looking backwards. And I didn't feel worthy at all. And there's not a celebrity or world leader that wouldn't have done anything to been in Muhammad Ali's suite the night before. And so after he passed away, I started getting these signs, and I linked up with my then publisher, Anna David, on Instagram. I met with her. She was in recovery. We're talking just like we are now. She said, you have such passion when you talk about recovery and helping people. You ever thought about writing a book? I started my publishing company, and I said, this is crazy, because my dad passed away, you know, 6 months ago. He's wanted me to write one, but I just can't do it. And she goes, I'm not saying write it about the celebrities. You can mix in some stories about that. But I'm saying take people on a fly in the wall journey on what it's like to be at the super agent level, but going in through hell and coming out on the other side and land with sobriety. And I go, that's it. I said, that's it. And then she paired me up with Krista McGinnis. God bless her. Greatest writer ever. She wrote a masterpiece. I drove her crazy, or co-wrote a masterpiece, she would want me to say, because I know she's humble enough not to take all the credit, even though I give it to both those amazing ladies that not just changed my life, changed others. And, you know, having the media connections I do because of all the celebrities I've worked with, you know, my first talk show was Chris Cuomo, you know, and then, you know, from there was Good Day New York and Fox and Friends and Extra, Entertainment Tonight, Dr. Oz. And you know, we just blew it up. And here we are 3 years later. And I'll tell you, Mission Matters is going to have his hands full, because a lot of people still think Aiming High was just released. So I have to kind of separate the two, that this is an extension, not just in the mental health and substance, you know, abuse space, but also in the entrepreneurial space, like what it truly takes to become a success in business and build something special that's your legacy.
And so when I think about this, and I think about like now, you know, having published, you know, over a little over 200 people now, and when I think about all the stories and all the things that I've read, and I just, you know, when I started in media and in this business, it's not my background. So I was in finance for, you know, almost 14 years. So when I put out that first book, I just kind of remember this special feeling. It was just this thing like of not just of accomplishment. And it wasn't about like, okay, how many books am I going to sell, or how much money am I going to make? It was about like the fact that I was able to maybe pass on some experiences that I had that I felt that other people could benefit. And then over time, as I started getting feedback and other things, and then to hear like how, you know, in my niche, that particular first book was about more like finance entrepreneurship. But with your first book, Amy High, by you, you know, kind of doing a deep dive into your life and being able to show people, you know, I think that a big theme is that there's hope, right? Like, how did you, when you made it to that other side of being published of all of, you know, the, obviously the fanfare, all of that, like you're already in that world. So that's not a big deal. But like just the feedback you got from people that you actually helped indirectly or possibly directly through the book, like how was that journey for you?
That's amazing. And it never gets old, man. I mean, I did a big bathroom last week. Jay Shetty's a dear friend. I spoke to him 2 weeks ago. We're both talking about DMs he still gets from the podcast on purpose. It's a feeling that never gets old. Yeah. Because I really didn't expect it. I think I kind of wrote it almost as the next layer of therapy to hopefully help a handful of people. Never did I expect my marketing firm to call me within 2 days and said it just hit number one in the UK. It just hit number one in Australia, you know, in Canada. This talk show wants this one. And, you know, and then finally it was the States. And I'm like, this isn't me. It's much bigger than me. And that's when I realized I used, you know, my pain for my purpose, mm-hmm. but this professional gift and environment I was around yeah. was God's plan the whole time. You know, mm-hmm. he basically was telling me, this is just a byproduct mm-hmm. of what your real purpose is. We're yeah. going to use this as a springboard to get this mm-hmm. out to the masses. And I've gotten some of the most mind-blowing phone calls, texts, DMs. I've gotten people into treatment for my foundation, mm-hmm. the Aiming High Foundation, which 100% of the proceeds I raise or I donate my speaking mm-hmm. engagement fees, because I've done about probably 200 of those over the past few years, just get people into treatment. It is, I'll tell you, I can't say enough about it. It is the greatest mm-hmm. thing in the world, Adam, because the reason I struggle with mental health and substance abuse is lack of self-worth and lack of self-esteem, no matter what the outside looked like. Well, now I developed that self-esteem by doing esteemable acts to help people. Yeah. And to be of service.
It's a great story. And I love the way you kind of led the answer to this question. So it's essentially, it was unexpected. I think that's it's a big theme. And for those, and this is one of the reasons why I also just love bringing authors on the show so they can talk about their experience. Because to me, I mean, we all have something to give. We all have a story. I don't care if you're an accountant, you're a celebrity, across the board, somebody has a story to tell. And somebody, if that's published or there's a reader for that, like somebody's going through something and somebody's voice is always going to reach a person in one way versus another. Like some people need to hear that voice from, you know, the largest celebrities in the world to get their attention. Some people just need to be able to self-identify and say, hey, you know what? That financial advisor said that. I'm a financial advisor. He gets it. Like, I'm not alone. Like, I have a connection. So, like, how we digest and how we take stories and take, you know, books and we kind of act on those are going to be different for everyone. But to me, my big thing, and now what I'm always preaching to people is just get it done. I mean, however you have to do it, self-publish, go out there, write whatever, like get it done, but like share your gift, share your story with the world. Because if you don't, like nobody, like it's just one less thing that maybe you could have helped others with and also helped yourself. Because you mentioned as well, correct me if I'm wrong, but you mentioned that it's also kind of therapeutic to look inward when you're going through a book writing process or just creating a work like that to put out. Like, can you tell me a little bit more about like what that is like?
Yeah, I was already, you know, so out there in the open about it. But, you know, going through there's still highs and lows and remembering different things and different points. And the one thing I kept telling myself is how many people this is going to help. And most importantly, mm-hmm. we're grammar school, high school, and junior high school, elementary mm-hmm. school kids. And I spoke to 4,000 at two different schools, maybe a month and a half ago. And, you know, I mean, who would want to go back into a time machine?
Yeah.
And give these young men and women the ability to change the thought process and do things differently to be the Darren Prince of old. Yeah. And the reaction, I get these handwritten letters when I go back to this one school. It is so real, so authentic, so mind-blowing. Again, that in itself is in a whole layer of therapy because I penetrated their soul. I got into their hearts. I got into pure. And somebody even wrote, I've never done drugs. I don't think I ever will. But if it's ever put in front of me, Mr. Prince, because of your message today, I know I'm never going near it. God bless you. And thank you for coming to our school today.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Gets me every time.
Mm. That's what it's about. Like right there. Like that's what it's about. And when I look at the stories, and so that's where if somebody's watching this and you got a story to tell, you have something that you want to share, like you just got to do it. Like you got to figure out a way, like you just got to do it because otherwise you hold it all in.
Strength is being open and talking about it. Like you said, everybody's got a story. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so many times I'm doing podcasts, interviews, keynotes, whatever it might be. I'm in front of big groups. I want to, you know, the age of life. Oh, my God, how was this one and that one? I go, look, everybody's got to understand at this stage of my life, you know, when I'm long gone, I'm completely fine on my plot that if it says a man that went through hell and back and sprinkled hope and recovery across the world to help the next sick and suffering, that's fine. You give me two choices right now. If there was a sports an entertainment hall of fame or a recovery advocate hall of fame. It's not even close. Not even close. Mm-hmm. Prince Marketing Group is what I do. Who I am is the guy you're listening to right now. And I take care of a lot of people. My expenses are insane. I have it no other way. The thing is, if I lost the business tomorrow, Adam, you'd still be speaking to the same Darren Prince next week, because I found self-love from the inside. And believe me, you've got authors that are struggling. You know, people are living in shame and secret about the way they're living their life outside of their, you know, 8, 9-figure, 10-figure business that they built. And because I lived it, I was right there, right on top of the world. But when you find that real love on the inside, in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, it's an unstoppable, unbelievable feeling, you know, to just understand that, because most people go through life never finding that. I worked my butt off to get it, and I still got to do it every day. You know, it's just not something that stays with you. It's no different than working out. I have to work the spiritual muscles. I have to be of service. I got to put myself first at times, because I need to be selfish in order to be selfless. And Monday, I'm taking a trip for 12 days with my girlfriend to Europe, to Italy and France. And I just need it. I'd be giving out so much to the universe. I feel signs. I feel it physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, that it's time I get back to me. So I can get back here on July 21st and be the best version of me. And then we got a big press junket on Mission Matters. We got to get back out there, and I got to be feeling good, because if I don't come off authentic and real and passionate, it's the difference of saving a life or two or many.
And when I look at a lot of things you do, whether it's Prince Marketing Group or otherwise, in your philanthropic efforts or otherwise, like leadership, that's one of the, like, if I had to come up with a word that I think about with yourself, like leadership, like even to work with like high level talent, like to work on projects that you're doing, like the idea to be able to lead, to be able to inspire a team, to bring people together and to kind of have people moving in the same direction on a common goal, like easier said than done. A lot of business leaders that watch this, of varying levels, from very large companies to small companies. Like what's the secret? If there was a secret, what's the secret to your success in leadership?
I speak to Dennis Romley, ex-wife yesterday, Michelle, and his daughter is a stud. Trinity was one of the top draft picks. She's up for an ESPY award. Dennis and I go back forever. And she goes, "You care." She goes, "That was the difference. You cared about these kids." I'm like, "I never stopped caring about them or anybody." I mean, you know, Chevy Chase had some health scares last year. I'm checking him with the wife. Thank God you know, we almost lost Ric Flair multiple times 4 or 5 years ago. I stopped everything, flew to Atlanta to go to the hospital to visit him. You know, Hulk's had his issues. You know, and I care about life. You know, if, you know, Carmen's stressed over something, or Denise Richards or whoever it might be. Jerry West came to my building on Saturday. We sat in the front of my high rise here in the circular lot for 30 minutes, just laughing and telling stories, because he openly talks about suffering with suicidal depression. And I care. The money is easy. Like, I could do that in my sleep, but, you know, the millions of dollars in deals that we generate is easy at this point, because I've planted all those seeds. I've nurtured those corporate relationships and celebrity relationships. So when the big brands work with a PMG client, they want to come back and work with other clients, or that client again, the repeat business. But, you know, that's without giving it all away. That's my big point in the book. I mean, find out about your corporate client, find out about the person that you're looking to do business with. What are their interests? What's their family background? What are their hobbies? Things that they like, what they don't like, and reach out. I mean, nobody sets up lunches or dinners anymore unless there's some motive behind it. Just how about going and not mentioning a single word about business? You know?
Yeah.
That's the stuff that I do. I mean, I've had, can't even tell you the amount of phone calls in the past couple of years with people like Charlie, Hulk, Magic, and nothing comes up about business. It's just life. Around the holidays, around New Year's, how's the family? How's your mom doing? I mean, that's my superpower.
Yeah. And you can't fake caring. That's the thing.
No.
It comes across on this interview. It comes across, I've heard you speak before. I've interacted with you in like group settings and other things. And you really can't fake caring. So that's, I guess, for those out there that have a heart for what they're doing and a passion for what they're doing, that's the good news, right? Is that you can't really fake the carry. Like, if you just could be your authentic self, then maybe, you know, some good things can happen for you too as well.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. As long as I stay sober on this beautiful path of recovery, you know, I know I can get through anything. My perspective and perception has pretty much changed on everything that I view life. And you know, a lot of us want to get those wins and we always want to be in the best mindset and you have the best relationships and the best marriages. And no, there's a reason things didn't work out. And if you understand that thought process, you're going to look back at that broken engagement, that divorce, that sickness, that job loss, and say, wow, that was the greatest thing that ever could have happened to me because it allowed me to dig down deep and do the work to find out why I put myself in that situation in the first place or just grow from it and become better and become wiser. You know, I don't learn anything about myself when business is great and life is great. It's when I'm in the thick of things, when nothing is going my way and everything is off that week. And I feel just beaten up physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. But now I embrace it because I know on the other side of that is something incredible.
It's great. And looking back at your career, what you've done, how you've been able to be a blessing to others and how you continue to, like with the next book that we launched together, like I'm really excited to get into this. And I know we didn't do a deep dive on that one today, but as I mentioned to the audience before, don't worry, we're bringing Darren back and we will want do a deep dive once the book is live. But that being said, Darren, it's been great having you on the show, number one, but what's next for you? I mean, what's next for Darren? What's next for Prince Marketing Group?
I mean, we're like I said, we're very blessed with all the business we have going on. I think for me, it's just taking care of me in the next couple of weeks, coming back. I know this substance abuse disorder and mental health is at an all-time high. I you know, would love to just keep raising as much funds as possible from that foundation and getting people the treatment that they need so they can get the life that they deserve, because everything else falls into place if I do that.
It's great. And if somebody is watching this and they want to learn more about Prince Marketing Group or about obviously your book, Aiming High, or just to connect and follow your journey, I mean, what's the best way for people to do that?
Instagram is @agent_DP. Facebook is Darren Prince. They can go to our business website, princemarketinggroup.com. I've got my own personal site, officialdarrenprince.com, and my foundation is aiminghigh.org. For anybody that's listening that will want to make a contribution or just read about it.
Fantastic. And we'll put all that information in the show notes so that and the audience can just click on the links and head right on over. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or engaging with the platform, we're all about bringing on entrepreneurs, executives, and experts and having them share their mission behind their work, why they do what they do, like what gets them motivated and fired up to go out there and make a difference. If that's the type of content that sounds interesting or fun or engaging or meaningful to you, we welcome you. Hit that subscribe button because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Darren, I'm wishing you, hey, have a great vacation. Thanks for making some time to come on the show. And until we get to do the next one, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks, man. I appreciate having me.